Namblemy, Antonia, Dawa.
Antonia Mungan lives with her family in the village of Torrumby on the banks of a small stream in the northwest corner of Papua New Guinea. The house is a long, one-roomed structure made from local materials, of wood with a palm leaf roof. It was lengthened at one stage when a new kitchen section was added. The main fireplace is in this new section, and there's a second cooking area at the other end of the building, with a pantry in between. The house has a door at each end, and like the other houses in the village, was built above the ground on posts to avoid the damp. The area underneath is used by pigs and chickens. The houses here have no chimneys. The smoke finds its own way out through the roof or the spaces above the walls which allow air to circulate. When I first met Antonia, she was 36 years of age and had lived in the village all her life. Antonia's husband, Damien, built the house. He sometimes hunts wild pigs and in the dry season helps Antonia clear a patch in the forest for a garden. But most of the day-to-day work is Antonia's responsibility. Antonia has borne 12 children, but 5 died as infants, either from malaria or from stomach upsets. Francis is 9 years old and has just finished grade 3. Emma is 12, has completed grade 4, and is expected to help her mother around the house. The 3 younger children, Donna, Marion and Colin, spend most of the day playing at home. Colin is the youngest in the family, while Terence, at 17, is the eldest child. He and his brother George, who is 16, both completed primary school, but the parents could not afford to send them to the provincial capital for a secondary education. There is little for them to do now, and they spend most of their time with friends.